Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, we have Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. I wish he had better news to talk about as we come off the heels of that breaking news, but not so much.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on who you want to be the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, because it sounds like the Saints are going to go to Tyler Shuck, the rookie. That's a weird transition. I don't know what Coleman's going to title this segment in the podcast feed, but he'll figure it out. He'll figure it out. But yeah, that's the big news. That's what people have been waiting for, I think, to some extent. It's a 1-7 start to the season. What positives do you have? Well, we'll see if your young quarterback has something to offer. And if he does, fantastic. If he doesn't, hey, if you look at the standings right now, the Saints are in line for the number one overall pick. So, we'll figure it out.
So, I had the opportunity to go to the game. I don't know, drop passes, you know, ball strips, four turnovers, three, you know, probably one was, I think, desperation, but, you know, three for sure. It was just, I don't know. I don't know that there was an aspect of the game that really, you know, there was a bright light. Maybe I'm being overly critical. I didn't feel it. The dome felt flat. Everybody, it just felt blocked.
Oh, it was. The dome was very flat. It's funny because this is one of the better defensive performances we've seen in a while, but the offense was so just ineffective that it's hard to even really gauge it, because it's, you know, the Bucs offense didn't do much and they didn't have to do much. So they were content kicking field goals on short fields because they knew that was all they needed to win the game. The only way they lost that game, would have lost that game, is if they threw a bunch of interceptions, turned the ball over like the Giants did. But Spencer Rattler's whole brand through this start of the season, through the first 6 weeks, was, hey, I don't turn the ball over. I protect the ball. I don't make stupid mistakes. You know, and over the last six quarters of his starting run, all he did was turn the ball over. He had six turnovers in six quarters, both games. The first possession of the game, he got out on a scramble. He didn't protect the ball. It got punched out. And every bit of momentum you were able to build on offense, it seemed to just disappear in an instant. You know, you get a fantastic goal line stand. I can't remember the last time the Saints had four stops at the 1 yard line. They actually had five because of a penalty. And then, you know, you do the hard part. You get off your goal line. It's second and one. And then, you know, like, I get it, the Bucs defender made a good play, but you also allowed him to make a good play. You know, pump one time, maybe. I don't know. Like, he's standing there right in front of you. You have to understand he's going to try to deflect that ball. And so it's just, you know, careless moments and turnovers in bad situations, right? Even the scramble, it was a second and four play, or it was a first and 10 play, I should say. Like, that's not a situation where you have to get every yard. It's a situation where you're 8 yards downfield, put two hands on the ball, and, you know, I think that's what, at the end of the day, forced the Saints' hand. Because, hey, if you're not going to be that guy, if you're not going to be that protect the ball, play smart, don't take unnecessary risks guy, then what are you as a starting quarterback? You might as well have the rookie in there, and that's what we're going to get in Week 9.
Yeah, Jeff, well, you know, that did it for me, that play that you just talked about where Foster Moreau went on about a, I don't know, 6 and out, 7 and out. He was wide open. The DB was not playing him tight. Obviously, Spencer didn't trust his ability. He waited, and he waited for a guy that's about 6 inches taller than him to close the space, to close the gap. And he wasn't going to be able to make that pass and throw it over the reach of that individual at that point in time, and that's what happened. Had he trusted his ability and his instinct and thrown a ball right away, as soon as Foster broke to the sideline, the DB, had you read the DB from the very beginning, you would have seen that he wasn't playing tight on him. He was open by 5 yards, 6 yards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of ways that you could have gotten the ball to Foster Moreau in that situation, and you just have to make sure that you do it. You know, and like even he delayed, all he has to do is pump fake one time. The guy jumps, you throw it, right? Like that's just, you know, it's a lot easier to say that sitting here than you are out there doing it. But when you're at that part of the field, you cannot make mistakes like that because it comes, it's a touchdown, you know, and that's why, you know, why do you go for it on fourth down inside the five instead of kicking a field goal? It's because you force the other team to run offense and that close to their end zone where one mistake is a touchdown. So, you know, the Saints didn't handle it well.
Well, I was in that end zone, so I was looking at it from his perspective, from Rattler's perspective, and it was blatantly obvious to me. And then what made it even worse is when Tyler Shuck came in, similar play, he makes the throw on the break, and he gets like three successive completions doing the same thing, throwing the ball quicker, you know, to the receiver. Trusting your ability, trusting your arm, trusting, you know, what film you've watched as to the proclivities of that defensive back and typically what he's going to do. And you saw the difference right away on that when you wait as opposed to throwing the ball. And, I'm not saying that I saw something that the head coach hadn't seen, but obviously I was surprised when he put him in. I would have. You know, I thought it was they were going to wait, but obviously he needed something to change because there wasn't a bounce in many people's step out there, quite frankly. I didn't see it.
It felt bleak. It felt hopeless, right? It felt like a lot of those games that you watched last year. You know, you go out to the Chargers and you just had no chance, right? And I think they kind of sensed that and made that change. The interesting thing is they didn't make it at halftime. They didn't really even talk about it at halftime. I asked Tyler Shuck if it would have been brought up to him. He said no, it was in the third quarter. So clearly they came out after halftime. They did not like what they saw on offense and made that change. And I think once you – and making that change then basically made the change overall. Like once you kind of – like the toothpaste is out of the tube, there's no putting it back in. Like I don't think there was really ever – a situation where you send Tyler out there for the second half, and then this week you go back to Spencer. So, like, that was a significant moment. And, I think that pick six kind of broke something, it felt. I do credit, they did give him a chance. Like, no one can look at this and say Spencer did not get a fair shot at the job. They let it ride out for 8 weeks. They went 1-7. You know, after his worst game, they let him go back out there, and it did not improve. So, you know, I don't think if you're Spencer Rattler, you can sit there and say, hey, they shortchanged me. And if you're Tyler Shuck, now you get a whole half of a season to say, hey, this is me getting a chance to prove that I belong, that I'm a starting quarterback. And we'll see how that goes.
Well, and I'll say this. Our receivers need to start catching the ball.
Oh, no doubt.
And protecting the ball. I mean, I don't know. You know, that's what you do as a professional receiver. You know, you get two hands on the ball, you got to catch 99% of those balls. I mean, I just, yeah. You know, and I don't know where we're not watching the ball. We're not following through. We're not, you know, muscle memory, the fundamentals, you know, and I think that's adding to the frustration as well. It'll be interesting. Tyler throws a much different ball than Spencer, right? It's going to be interesting to see how that will play out as well. Apologize for the shortness of time. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. Thank you so much for joining us, Jeff. And have a great
week. Sounds good, Noel. Yep, you too.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.